Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Thursday, June 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Taliban militants are believed to be responsible for an attack killing 5 people in Afghanistan, including 3 foreign aid workers. The incident is a concern to evangelical groups like International Aid, who's working there. IA's president, Miles Fish, is concerned about a new trend.
It wasn't very long ago that someone in a military situation that wore a Red Cross or that was involved in development work was kind of off limits to the combatants, and that seems to be changing both in Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's a matter of very grave concern.
Next, the political situation in Turkmenistan, a Muslim-dominated country, has forced the church to meet in the underground. According to Bible Mission International, unregistered religious activity remains illegal, even after the president eased registration rules. Despite being oppressed, the church is alive. Pray that the spark will not be extinguished, but that the few Christians there will stay faithful to the Lord, be able to continue to meet together, and grow spiritually. And Crossroad Bible Institute is teaming up with Prison Fellowship's Project Angel Tree. Crossroad Bible's David Scheringa says Project Angel Tree sends Christmas gifts to the children of prison inmates, but nothing has been done to reach the parents afterward. Scheringa says that's about to change.
For the last 25 years, there really has not been any effective way to follow up on those Angel Tree parents. They would like to see these Angel Tree dads offered our discipleship program. And so we've already sent off 150,000 applications.
Scheringa says they'll need both volunteers and funding. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.